Blog Talk Radio.
And lift off on another Saturday. Welcome everyone to Tarot Today Radio here on the Psyche Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dax Carlisle, tarot advisor, numerologist, and hypnotherapist, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 714-816-4628. In fact, it's open lines and mini readings and your phone calls all show long today. So if you're listening out there and you're listening live and sometimes you call in like halfway through the show, no, call in right now. Secure your spot because we're going to be going right to those phone calls. 714-816-4628. You can also join us in the chat room at thetarotguild.com/chat. I'm in there. Mary's in there. It's thetarotguild.com/chat. Today's show is sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the international organization for tarot lovers, students, and professional readers since 2004. Stop by and visit us at thetarotguild.com, our new social networking website with all the features of the big social media websites, only it's all tarot all the time and free to join. Let's bring on the other host of Tarot Today Radio. She's a certified tarot master, crystal Reiki master, and vice president for certification for the Tarot Guild. And here she is live from Amarillo, Texas, the fabulous Mary Brown. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Dex. Hey, everybody. Happy Tarot Today on Saturday show. How is everybody today? How are you? How's Tucson? Happy
Psychic Saturday. It's hot again. It's really hot.
We finally got overcast days, which is great. We got a little bit of a break from the sun, so that's helpful. Got some cloud cover.
Woo-wee. We've been getting those too.
I'm excited.
We've been getting the cloud.
I'm excited.
We've been getting the cloud cover days and some rain because we're in what we call our monsoon season here in Arizona. And it's intermixed between these like sweltering super hot days and then these overcast and rainy days. It's very strange weather, let me tell you. But I'm bearing the brunt of the heat. I'm out on my patio. I've got my coffee. I've got ice water to see me through the show.
Wow. Yeah, I am. We have your weather. I think your weather just blows over to Texas, and we get the same thing with that mixture of ridiculous heat. But we don't get quite as hot as you do as often. But, hey, when is the last time we did just an open line show like we're doing today? I'm excited about it. But it feels like we haven't done it in a long time.
3 months. It's been a long time since we did just open lines. I'm trying to do that once a month at least on the Friday show. And maybe we should bring it back, try to do it more often, have an open line show.
Yeah, why not? It's fun.
Yep.
Who knows? I like the excitement of just taking a bunch of calls and seeing who's out there.
That's right.
before we get into all of that, I did want to mention that if our list, whoever's listening, if you haven't joined our Psychic Talk Radio group on Facebook, you need to join it because we have a lot of fun in there. And that's a great way to keep up with the hosts. And I post a card of the day in there every day, and usually oracle cards. And the card of the day I posted today was from the Gateway Oracle, Denise Lynn, and it's about awakening ancient wisdom and really talking about the wisdom that we have within ourselves that we don't always tap into. And a way to kind of tap into that is to pay attention to all the signs and synchronicities that happen around you, those coincidences that aren't quite coincidences, and kind of look at those and say, what does it mean? What could it be? What if my ancestors had this experience? What would they, how would they interpret it? So I thought that was really kind of an interesting idea. I don't think I ever really thought of it in that way before, like thinking like, okay, you know, is this like part of that ancient wisdom that we all hold within our DNA? So that's a card of the day, and you can find that by joining our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. You can find that easily by going to psychictalk.net/Facebook.
Yeah, I think we're getting messages all the time, and we're just not seeing a lot of it. It's in the numerology. It's in the numbers. It's all around us. I think it's a combination of intuitions and also a download of information, which could be from, you know, race memory, but it could also be the what Carl Jung called the collective consciousness. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. Yeah, and if you talk to artists
Never.
And creative people that create things, they'll tell you, you know, even people like Einstein said that, you know, well, E equals MC squared came to him in a daydream, and he often got messages in dreams at night, you know, and you know, the iPhone came to Steve Jobs in a daydream, you know, and so it's not, you know, and creative people will tell you that, hey, I don't know where the lyrics and the music are coming from. They just pop in, you know. It's not like they're purposely creating them. They are downloading them from the collective consciousness.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. The more we open to that, the more we have the information that we need. And you mentioned, you know, pulling oracle cards on the Psychic Talk Facebook group. And we actually have a couple of topics on oracle cards. And, you know, we're a tarot show. We talk about tarot, but any kind of cards, you know, we're going to be talking about that. Got some great shows coming up for you. I also did the card of the day. I got the Temperance card. It's probably my favorite, or in my top two or three favorite cards in the whole deck. And it's all about moderation and patience and harmony and fusion and blending and cooperation. And it fits in perfectly with the numerology of the day. The message from the numerology today is all about abundance. In fact, you just look at the date, 8/8/2020. It has all those eights. Eight is the number of abundance, okay? And even the year 2020 reduces to a 4, 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 0. And 4 is structure, and structure is a component of abundance. 8 is double 4, you see. And the entire date, 8/8/2020, if you add that all together, you get 20. And 2 plus 0 is 2. So 2 is that energy of communication and cooperation and relationships and partnerships. And it could be romantic partnerships, but it also could be business partnerships. So the message that's really coming through, if you combine that along with the Temperance card, is a balance in all the areas of your life, and to really pay attention to how you communicate and work with others. So how you communicate and work with your business partners and or your clients, you know, those that you create value for, leads to abundance in your career and financial life. How you communicate and relate to your loved ones, family, friends leads to abundance in your home life and personal life. How you communicate with yourself, your relationship with yourself, that leads to abundance in your health. And it's all about abundance today and paying attention to all of that. So that's what I got for the part of the day and the numerology of the day. That's right.
Awesome.
And let's see. So we'll go to the phone lines real quick. I'm going to give out the phone number again because I'm sure there's some people listening live and they're on the fence as to whether to call in or not. And this is the time to call in before we get a switchboard full of calls. We've got a bunch now, but if you call in right now, you'll secure your spot at 714-816-4628. We'll be able to get to your call. But do it now. Get into the caller queue before it fills up. 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. So if you just call in and don't press 1, we'll assume you're just listening to the show. But if you press 1, it moves you up into the top of the list in the order that you called in, and it lets us know, the switchboard lets us know you want to be live on air with us. So be sure to press 1 as soon as you dial in. You can also chat with us in the chat room. Rini Rose just popped in there right now. 11:11 a.m. right now, Rini says. Hi, Rini. She's listening to us. She's in the chat room. And that is thetarotguild.com/chat. You can chat with us in there during the show. You can also ask for a mini reading right there from the chat room. We'll read it on air and Mary and I will pull cards. Yeah. So you ready to go to the phone lines, Mary? Let's see who's out there. We're going to go to the very first caller that's been waiting the longest since before the start of the show. Area code 470. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sonia. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. How are you?
Hi, Sonia.
Good. Atlanta.
Doing well?
Yeah. I just have a question. Just go ahead and ask a question.
Sure.
Yes, go right ahead. Sure.
Okay. The question is really for my sister. I just wanted to know if you can see if she will meet someone this month or whenever, sometime this year, to help her out. She, not quite sure why, but she's having some issues.
Okay.
Hmm.
And so she needs
did
someone
she
to help her
you
out.
To, yeah, did she ask
she
you to just so?
Yeah, she's my sister. I just wanted to know. I'm living with her, but I'm moving in a few weeks. So I just thought maybe I'd check in to see her love life, I guess. She just, if there's someone that can help her in regards to this.
Okay, see, I was getting a little confused because you said someone to help her, but then now you just said her love life and, like, you know, a man coming in, you know, or a woman, but coming in. So I was confused there whether you're talking about she has some issues that she needs help with or about relationships, because they're not necessarily mutually exclusive, but sometimes they are. Yeah.
Right.
So what are we actually talking about here?
Right. She kind of picks not in her favor. Let's put it that way. So I'm just trying to see if there's someone there that she may meet that you can see that will be a benefit to her. Yeah. Well, thank you too much.
No, that's okay. So you're getting ready to move out and you're wondering, you know,
right,
if there's somebody that's going to come into her life that's going to be a benefit to her and kind of fill the role, fill the empty space. Right. Okay.
Right. That can help her out.
Yeah, it really looks like this is going to happen. I'm getting a lot of major arcana cards, and major arcana cards are the big life-changing things. And you moving out, the central card is the death card, which is a card of a completion of a cycle. And so it's also transformation. And I got the Hanged Man, which is another card of change and adaptability to change and transformation. And so what's going on here is with you moving out, it's a new cycle starting. It's a new chapter in her life, okay? And I'm getting mostly yes cards as far as you know, someone coming in. There might be a slight delay on that. You know, with the hangman, sometimes it talks about a slight delay. Your sister may want to reflect. Hold on for just a second, Sonia. I'm getting a lot of background noise. I'm going to put your line on hold for a minute here as Mary and I dispense what we're getting. So with the hanged man, you know, there could be a slight delay here. It's a time to pause and reflect. She may want to, you know, look at past relationships and really let go of that baggage that she has and work on herself for a little while. And then the King of Wands shows up. And Wands is that fire energy. So potentially this person is an Aries, a Leo, or a Sagittarius. He's going to come in there, and this is a real gentleman-type person, somebody that would be a good father, somebody that's passionate, generous, fair-minded, resolute, has a real good ability to negotiate, has integrity, has his own inner motivation, and follows his passions in life. This is looking really good to me, but let's see what Mary's getting. Mary, what are you getting?
You know, I would say this. I would say it looks pretty good here as well. I don't think it's something that's going to happen immediately. I get the hanged man as well, so that could be a bit of a delay. But, you know, I also get the Justice card and the Eight of Pentacles and the Knight of Pentacles. So the Knights, you know, are about movement. The Knight of Pentacles is the one that's, like, moving a bit slower than the others. But the one thing that comes up here that makes me feel like this is the key to it is that Five of Swords that comes up in the end. So she's got to be kind of willing to, you know, step out of her routine, step out of the box a little bit. The interesting thing about that combination of the Justice card and the Five of Swords is it really speaks to fairness. A lot of times with the Five of Swords, you get the feeling that, you know, there's been a conflict and it hasn't been quite balanced. It hasn't been quite fair. So I feel like it may call for an adjustment in her attitude towards relationships. There may be something that's happened with relationships in the past where, like, it wasn't quite balanced. Like, it was just off kilter. Maybe one person kind of was taking advantage or getting over on the other, or was more tilted towards their side. So that's something to think about going into a new relationship in the future. I think it definitely is going to happen. I think a good person is going to come in for her. She needs to approach it so that it's like it's balanced from the start, you know, equal partner. So that's what I'm getting. I think it looks pretty good.
Okay, we'll bring Sonia back on. How was that, Sonia?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hopefully that helped you out.
Oh, okay, that was fine. I'm sorry. I guess I didn't ask the second question. No, that was great. I really appreciate that. That sort of eases my mind. So, yeah, that is good. That was very good. Very good.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank
you for your
call,
and be sure to have a great weekend here as well. And in the chat room, I just wanted to hit on this before we take our next call. So Rini Rose is in our chat room at thetarotguild.com/chat, and you can join us in there. And her niece is 25 today.
Wow.
25.
Happy birthday,
yeah, and
Rini's niece.
Happy birthday. And she's going to replay the show for her niece, and she'd like us to, you know, pull a few cards for her birthday. Let's pull some cards, see what comes up.
Wonderful. I love birthday readings. That's something I do. I always get a reading on my birthday.
Awesome. I'll let you go first this time because I went first last time.
Yes, you did. Okay, so let's take a look at this. Just a birthday reading for Rini's niece. And what do we get? Oh, Three Cups is the first thing that comes up. That's so funny. So it's a card of celebration, right?
Oh, my God, the celebration card.
It is. And then underneath that is the Four Wands. It's like more celebration.
Yeah, birthday party.
You know, which is, Yes, total, like, needs to have a birthday party, or if not, make sure that she really does have a good time today. Make it a day of happiness and joy. And then afterwards, it's interesting. I get the Hermit card with the Eight. It's almost like, does she need some time to kind of, like, contemplate things and think about, you know, what is it that is going to make her happy going forward. So much of the cards that come up here are about happiness and celebration and connecting to joy and connecting to, you know, people that, you know, make us happy. The Eight of Cups is when it's time to move forward, you know, onward and upward. And that sometimes involves, you know, leaving behind the things that no longer serve us. So that's what I get in the tarot cards, and since it's her birthday, I'm going to pull an angel card and a crystal card for her, too. If I knew her in person, I'd give her a crystal on her birthday because I love to do that. But the crystal card that I get, it's interesting, it's zincite, which is a really cool kind of reddish stone, but it's connected to the root chakra, the physical body. That would be, you know, your tailbone, your lower back, and it's the root. Working with the root chakra is really great because it helps us feel really grounded, really centered and safe and secure. Card for Renee's niece that I get here is the Angel of Repose. So it's talking about, you know, I think it connects to that Hermit card that came up in the tarot cards I pulled, where it's time to, like, kind of, you know, take it easy a little bit, sit back, contemplate, maybe do some meditation, maybe a guided meditation, make sure she's getting plenty of rest, all of those things, because I do feel like it's time for her to move forward in her life. You know, celebrate today, but take some time to really think about what direction she wants to go in afterwards. So that's what I get. What do you get, Dax?
Well, what I get is tying in with what you're saying, also with the numerology and card of the day. There's some cards talking about being careful to not overwhelm yourself as you pursue your passions in life. You know, 25 years old, this is a great time to be thinking about that, thinking about, you know, what do I really want to do? You know, what am I really passionate about? And it's talking about maintaining that balance in all the areas of your life. I really feel, and this is true of, you know, anybody at her age, but I really feel for her that she is at the beginning of a brand new cycle in her life. And that anything that's holding her back or anything that she's worried about right now, that she can overcome any of the negative feelings that she's having. You know, maybe there's this little thing or that little thing, you know, that she's been thinking about. And by refocusing and realizing I'm at the beginning of a cycle, I can do anything I want, I'm going to put all my attention on discovering and then following what I'm really passionate about. And that's going to overcome all these other things. I don't know if she's dating anybody, but I got the Lover's card. And right after the Lover's card, I got the Knight of Wands. So, you know, again, here's somebody who is potentially an Aries, a Leo, a Sagittarius, one of the fire signs. Rushing on in, this is somebody that's very active and confident and popular, might even have a slightly unpredictable nature. They could be a little hasty in their actions, but they're usually proven right by what they're doing. They have the ability to love unconditionally. And the Knight of Wands tends to be eager, have passion, confidence, and vision. So there you go. That's what I'm getting. So I want to say happy birthday again to Renee's niece. And Renee, I hope
birthday.
She really enjoys. Yeah, I really hope she enjoys the replay on what we had to say.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesomeness. And, of course, you can go, if you can't call in, because maybe you're listening to us, I don't know, you're at work or something, or, of course, most of us work at home nowadays, but a lot of us don't, you know, we're still in those cubicles, and maybe with a mask on, maybe not. And anyway, if you can't call in, you can still type with us. Go into the chat room. And if you're on thetarotguild.com, at the top of any page is the navigation bar. Over to the far right is the link to the chat room. Or just tab on your browser to thetarotguild.com/chat. You can ask questions, comment on the show, and ask for a mini reading, just like Renee did, right from the chat room. Let's see who's been waiting the longest on the phone lines. Mary, it looks like area code 914. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? 914.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
What's your name, hon, and where are you calling from?
My name is Catherine from New York.
From New York.
Catherine. From New York. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
What do you want to chat about?
Work, please. I have a lot of decisions to make, particularly around one project. It starts with the letter I, and I'm wondering if the best person to kind of take the reins of it would be either Steve or Kevin.
Steve or Kevin.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a look at that. Right off the bat, I'm getting that there's going to be some headaches with Steve and with Kevin. Things are going to move very quickly and fast. Let me pull some more qualifier cards to get a little bit of further information. Okay, so it kind of looks like with Steve, you're going to be pulling more of the weight than you should be in the project. There might be some, you know, behind the scenes issues with that. Let's see. With it's definitely looking much better with Kevin. Now, it's not all roses. I mean, I am getting the Five of Cups, which is literally the crying over spilt milk card. But in actuality, any little hiccups that come up, all you guys got to do is reframe it, and, you know, the answer is there. It's okay. It looks much better to me. It's the only – I pulled cards for both, and it's Kevin's the only one that I got major arcana cards for. It's a real solid yes there. It looks really, really good. I got the Hermit card for him. You know, this is discretion and prudence and forethought and sometimes a wise mentor or counsel sought, counsel taken, time for reflection. But in general, it looks much more positive to me with Kevin. Let's see what Mary's getting.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty much the same thing, Kevin. Kevin is the way to go. You know, what's interesting is with Steve, it feels like it could start out great and end badly. The last card with Steve is the Three of Swords. So I feel like, we don't want that, because even if we don't get our heart broken, right, because it's a business project, that kind of thing, it can lead to divisions and this anguish and, you know. So, but with the Ace of Wands, it's like, you know, it feels like it starts out. But now when we look at Kevin, I get the Knight of Wands. So I see what Dax is saying about it happening pretty quickly. But, you know, it ends with the Three of Wands, where you can take a step back and look at everything you've accomplished and say, okay, look at this. It's really come together. The Emperor card comes up as well for Kevin. And so to me, that brings stability to working with Kevin on this, much more so than Steve. I'd be careful.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, Mary, the overarching card I got for Steve was the Nine of Swords. So, you know, literally Catherine's going to be, you know, up at night worrying about the project, you know, and we don't want that.
Oh, no, please, no. Wow. Is there a better time to ask him, do you think? Like, do it fast? Do you mind if I ask
time?
That?
To ask Kevin to get involved to the project,
yes,
or to take
yes,
the leader?
Yes, like, yeah, like he's already involved, but to give him the leadership role, like I haven't done that yet. Because I was trying to decide. Yeah.
No, definitely fast, definitely fast. I'm getting the Eight of Wands. That's things
I got
happening
the eight
fast,
of wands.
Progressing fast. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, talk about confirmation and synchronicity. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You both got the Eight
wow.
of Wands.
Yes, and today's date is 8-8. Wow.
Right.
Wow.
It's no accident that you called in today, Kathleen.
Yes.
Thanks for the call.
Oh, thank you both so much. Thank you. God bless you both. Thank you.
Great
awesome
blessings.
Thoughts.
Have a great weekend.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend there. Yeah. And that opens another line at 714-816-4628 if you're still sitting on the fence. This is the time to call in, folks, so we can get to you before the end of the show. 714-816-4628. Let's take one more call before, we're coming up on the bottom of the hour here, and we're going to tell you about the upcoming shows on the network and so forth. But let's take a call real quick, and then we'll come back to calls in just a couple of minutes. Let's see. I don't think I've ever seen this area code before. 541. Caller, where are you calling from and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Gail and I'm calling from Oregon.
Oregon, great.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. I have a scenario that's pretty ugly. I'm a disabled elder and I had a gentleman that was offering to help out. He works for Food and Friends, and that's how I know him. He used to deliver to me food years ago. And I had mentioned to him that I have a car for sale, and we had a misunderstanding of the price, and I wanted $15,000 for it, and he understood $1,500. And he brought me $1,500, and I counted out 15 bills, and I didn't get it. And I gave him the title, and he got the car for $1,500. As soon as I realized it, when I was writing out a deposit slip, I wrote $15,000, and then my head started spinning. Like, what did I just do? What does $15,000 look like? What does $1,500 look like? You know, the zeros just got messed up. So
yeah.
I called him ASAP, and he blew up the handle. He got really irate and really angry, and someone told me he's bipolar, narcissistic bipolar. But he agreed to give it back to me, and he wanted an additional $500. And he'd already had the car because on Friday he picked it up. He was going to take it in to have it checked out. He told me that they couldn't look at it till Monday, but he didn't tell me he still had the car. I thought it was at the mechanic's place, but he had it. So he was detailing it all weekend. And but, you know, he was demanding $500 in cash and was going to bring it back to me. And then it was, you come pick it up with cash, you know, and I would say, well, I'm selling it because I can't get in and out of it. I can hardly walk, and I need to get another car so that I can have a car. You know, it's a Hyundai Santa Fe. It had 37,000 miles on it, and I bought it with 16,000 miles on it, so he knows it was worth more than $1,500, you know. And he was telling me he doesn't believe me, you know, and it's like, well, you know, the car blue book on it was $6,000, you know, and a car dealer had told me that with all the bells and whistles on it, it was worth whatever I wanted it for, you know, and whoever he has the market will bear. So I'm not doing anything wrong by asking for that. But then.
So what's your question for us, Gail?
Well, what is there any way to reverse this? I have somebody who is contacting senior services, and Is there any way that I will actually get my car back?
So you have found somebody to kind of help you with this situation?
Well, I was talking to somebody who lives in Florida, and she's been doing a lot of research and advocate for me. She's done quite a bit and contacted, the senior abuse, whatever the center is, and contacted the police, and they actually talked to him, but he won't give it back. It's a civil thing, so they can't interfere in it. But we're trying different avenues. She said she contacted the DA's office and forwarded all the texts that we had, but it needs to be filed by the police in order for them to look into it.
Yeah, I'm thinking the only way to go is a civil suit. However, there must be something we're missing here, because you said he was going to give it back, and all you had to do was go pick it up. So you could have just got a friend to take you over and pick it up. I mean, are we missing something here? Why didn't you pick it up?
Yes, you cut me off. and then he changed his mind and said he was going to keep it after I was arranging it picked up.
That's the part that was missing. Yeah, you hadn't told us that part. Okay, so you got to do a civil suit. Yeah. Mary, you're up first. You want to pull some cards, see what you're getting on it, maybe?
Yeah. So, all things equal, like you do the civil suit or whatever it is that you need to do, have somebody advocate for you. Are you going to get that car back? You know, that's really the question, right? So are you going to get that car back? And, here's the thing. I get the chariot card in the end. So that's really good. It's after going with the Three of Swords first, you know, so that's where we're at right now. Three of Pentacles in the past. So it really shows this sort of progression here from, like, first it seemed like, okay, you know, this is a good deal. We're working together. We're on the same page with the Three of Pentacles. And then we get into the Three of Swords where we're not on the same page at all. And this is, you know, leading to some mental anguish. But we end with the chariot card. And how do we get to that success, right? And chariot, incidentally, can be connected to cars, transportation, that kind of stuff. It feels like Page of Cups overlooking everything else. It's how we approach this. And it sounds crazy, but I do feel like if you can have someone who advocates for you or speaks to him on your behalf, or maybe you speak to him, this is about communicating in a way that is, like, you know, being sensitive. You said you think this person has some problems. Maybe they're bipolar. Maybe they're narcissistic or whatever. You mentioned those things. And I feel like, so it's like kind of something that sort of is appealing to them, to you. So he changed his mind once. I think he can change his mind again. But that's what I get. So to me, it looks hopeful. It looks hopeful. It's all how it's handled, obviously. Let's see what Dax is getting. Maybe he has more insight.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, she was contacting Food and Friends because it's elder abuse what he did.
Let's see what Dax did.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting really positive cards as well. It's almost as if, it's like a positive outcome, even better than what you're expecting, but it might not be necessarily getting that car back. It may be getting the funds from the car, and that may happen through the actions with the civil court and the elder abuse authorities, things like that, and you might end up getting the funds, and you end up with, you know, even better than literally getting that car back. You get a car, but not that car. You get a better situation, better car. And there's some kind of a connection with somebody from your past. I don't know if it's somebody that can help you or something like that. So just give that some thought. It's just a little thing that's coming up here that I wanted to mention in case it turns out to be important.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and just think about that. But it's looking really good.
Okay. Well, if this person hadn't decided to, you know, just go ahead and advocate for me, and she said, you know, I don't want anything. I just hate people that do that. So my mother and I are gonna, you know, we're gonna advocate, and they did a lot
That's
of
great.
Research, and a lot of
That's
making
awesome.
Connections. And I asked, you know, what do I need to do? And she said, don't worry, we're doing it. You know, I'm like, okay.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So both of us got a successful outcome for you on this. So, you know, good. It sounds like you've got, you know, people that are going to be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for the call, Gail.
Okay.
All
yeah, have
Enjoy
a great
the rest
weekend.
Of your weekend. Yeah. And that opens another line at 714-816-4628. We'd love to chat with you. We still got a little bit of time left. And you can give us a ring, and let's give them some time to get into the caller queue. We have some other calls in here waiting patiently. We'll be getting back to the phone lines in just a minute. But, Mary, let's tell folks what's coming up on the radio network, because we got some great shows on the way.
We do have some great shows on the way, starting with tomorrow, Sunday, August 9th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. It's the Magic Universe Show with your host, Sharona Rapsik. She is a life and business coach, Patricia Calabrese. And then that'll be, you know what's interesting, this week. Okay, so for regular listeners, remember that Monday, there's not going to be a show. The Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs, will be returning towards the end of the month. So nothing on Monday. But on Wednesday, the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour is back with host Catherine Hahn, and she's doing part two of her series, Trust Yourself. And that'll be followed on Friday. Dax will be back with Dr. Rose Wilkerson on the Doctors Are In show, and they'll be talking about shamanic journeying, and this time they're talking about the upper world. And then, surprise, surprise, no show next Saturday. Dax and I are actually taking a Saturday off. Woohoo! So, but we'll be back later in the month after that, the following Woo-hoo. Saturday. So no show Saturday, no show Monday. Sunday, Sharona show. Wednesday, Catherine's show. Friday, the doctor's show. And then that pretty much wraps it up for this week on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. You can find the list of upcoming shows to keep up with the schedule of everything by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome sauce. Okay, so those are the upcoming shows. Got some interesting topics. We've got some topics ready all the way into September on Tarot Today Radio. And we're going to be doing a couple of shows on Oracle cards. So that's going to be great. Talk about that.
Yes.
Just some really, really interesting topics that are coming up. I know on the Friday show later in the month here, we're add numerology to your tarot readings. You know, you see me do that or hear me do that a lot on these shows, and we're going to talk about that, how you can add value to your readings. And that's the same weekend where Mary and I will be back after our break next Saturday, and we're going to be talking about combining tarot and oracle readings. So adding oracle cards to your tarot readings. So that whole weekend is, you know, cool things that you can add to your tarot readings if you're a reader out there. So I'm looking forward to that, and a lot of great shows coming up in September as well. Let's see here. And okay, I think we've got a question in the chat here. I wanted to check real quick. It's Josephine.
Yeah.
what does she say, Mary? I go by Joe.
She says,
and
she goes by Joe.
What'd she say?
Can you tell me if Jose will move in and marry me, or if not, who will marry me and when? I love it. Oh, wow. Wow.
If not who? Well, you know, it's this guy named Fred, and it'll be in October. And...
Yeah, I'm getting Raul. Yeah, no, that's I think. Why don't we just take a look at Jose and this idea of moving in, and the whole idea of getting married and who will not? And it's like, let's not put the cart ahead of the horse here, you know.
Oh. Well. I'm getting a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sag. I'm also getting an air sign, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. There's like two people showing up, and they're kind of, you know, bookending the reading here. Got the Knight of Wands on one end and the Knight of Swords on the other end, and that's the near future. There might be somebody else rushing in. I'm just saying, you know. Got the Justice card as a central focus card. It's a card of harmony and balance, and then you got the balance of these two individuals at the. It's looking at this visually. I wish you guys could see. It's really interesting. Just you know, seeing it that way. And I got the Ten of Pentacles. You know, really positive cards coming up here. However, looking at it as a straightforward, just answering your question, just like yes or no on Jose, I've got more no cards than yes cards. Now, that doesn't mean it's a strong no. Like if I had gotten four no cards or five no cards, I'd be like, okay, wait for this other guy to come in because, you know, it's just not happening with Jose. But actually, I got three no's and two yeses. So it's leaning towards no with Jose. However, it's kind of in that, you know, in-between area where it could really go either way, especially getting a couple of really positive cards, you know, like the Ten of Pentacles and the Justice card. There might just be more left to be done before you could move the needle the other way into a yes with Jose, okay? But let's see what Mary's getting because she might be able to shed some light on what that is. What are you getting, Mary?
Very interesting. Like I don't have a strong feeling that Jose is the way to go here. But see, that's just the thing, okay? Because your question, will Jose move in and marry me? If not, who will marry me? Don't leave your future, your fate in someone else's hands. The central focus card I got is the Nine of Cups, the wish card. What is it that you want? Not what somebody else is going to do. What are you going to do? I get the Nine of Pentacles, the card of the self-made woman. You're in the driver's seat here, Joe, Josephine. And the Ten of Pentacles is overlooking everything. So that idea of family and hearth and home, yes, you're going to have this concern. If not Jose, will someone else come in and marry me? If you want that life of having a partner, having that sense of family and hearth and home, that is definitely there, and you're going to have that in your life. But you're the one who's got to take the reins of this and create the life that you want. The self-made woman doesn't wait to see who's going to marry her. She decides who she wants to marry. The Nine of Cups, what do you want? What do you desire? We'll get the Five of Swords underneath everything, and then the Four of Swords. So it's like, hey, let's regroup here. And let's really regroup. And with the Five of Swords, I feel like examine this relationship with Jose. Okay, you're calling in to ask us if he's going to do this or he's going to do that. I mean, where's the boundary there? You know, why is it all his choice?
Mm-hmm.
So that's
right,
what
right.
I
and
get.
And by the way, in the chat room, Mary, I just wanted to tell you real quick, because in the chat room, Joe says that they've been together 7 years. Well, you know, if it's not happened yet, examine exactly what you're saying. Examine the relationship.
Do you, you know, are your desires on the same level? Do you want the same things? You know, so I would say, you know, good luck to Joe and take a little time, take a little pressure off of herself and really think about what do I want and what is it that I need to do in order to start creating the life that I want. But great question. I love the question.
Awesome. Awesome. And we don't often, you know, necessarily get a lot of questions from the chat room. So I'm really glad that, and think it's great that we're, you know, getting some questions from the chat room and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Awesome. All righty. So we got a couple more calls. We might be able to get to these calls here. And, I did want to mention, you know, as I said in the beginning of the show, our sponsor is the Tarot Guild. In our 16th year right now, and you can come over and join our new website. It's free to join the website and use all the fantastic features. You know, we've got friending, we've got private messaging, we've got chat rooms, we've got groups and forums, and you know, everything you find like on, you know, Facebook and other social media websites, except it's all tarot all the time. But we also have a premium membership. So if you're a professional reader, you can join a professionals organization, the Tarot Guild, and you get your CTR tarot certification, certified tarot reader, included in your membership, which is currently 40% off. It's just $47. You can come over and join, go over to the website, thetarotguild.com, click join the guild, and you can read about all the benefits you get, and you get your membership certificate. You're going to go through the certification and get your certificate for the CTR. You also get discounts on higher levels of certification and a lot of other benefits. Go check that out on the Tarot Guild site, thetarotguild.com. It's just $47 right now. Got a bunch of people doing that. I've been making up certificates like crazy, Mary. I'm going to be posting some of them actually on our group. We've had people joining and going through certification, and I'm going to be we actually have a group for the Tarot Guild. You can search Tarot Guild on, and you can also type in your browser. The quick way is thetarotguild.com/Facebook. We'll take you right over to our group. You can join our group. 6,300 members, that's right. And I'm going to be posting some images of the certificates and congratulating our new members and our recently certified new members as well. And if you're brand new to tarot and numerology, you can learn numerology and tarot together in my course, which is also 40% off right now, just $47. You go to thetarotguild.com and you'll see the quick link buttons. Join the Tarot Guild. We also have one for learn tarot. Just click that and you can enroll in my course for 40% off. All righty, let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 781. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura from Boston.
Hi, Laura.
Boston. How are you?
Yeah. Pretty good. How are you?
Good. What did you want to? What did you want us to look at today?
Romance.
And did you have a specific question? It's like love is in the air today on the Tarot Today radio show. I love it.
I know.
Like,
I know.
I have fall forecast kind of thing.
A do what?
What was
what
that?
Did you say?
I didn't get that.
Fall forecast.
Fall forecast for romance, basically?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so there's not a particular person you want us to take a look at, just kind of what's happening. Okay. Dax, is it whose turn is it? Is that
it's your turn?
I think it's your turn. Oh, it's my turn.
No. I did last one. Yeah, you're up.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. So fall forecast. Well, let's see. The fall is what? September, October, November time frame?
Yeah.
Looking for romance in that time frame, so I'm just going to pull some cards on those months, actually, and see September, October, November.
Oh.
Wow. Huh. October. Whoa. Okay. So check it out. I think there's an interesting progression that happens during the fall. Somewhere in September, I do feel like I'm going to have this feeling of like, geez, you know, what's happening here? When you get the Seven of Pentacles and the Seven of Cups, and so it feels like, you know, some confusion. The Seven of Cups is actually when we have a lot of different options available to us, but it can be a card of indecision. And then the Six of Cups comes up. So that sometimes is when either someone from our past can come into the picture, or it's someone that reminds us, somebody that feels familiar, somebody that we get that sort of, you know, giddy feeling of young love with, you know. So, but the Six of Cups can be a card of nostalgia. So either it's somebody from the past that enters the picture here, or that we have that familiar feeling with them. And then when we look at going from September, we look into October, we've got the Six of Swords, the Six of Wands, and the Knight of Cups. So things start materializing more in October. And I think that, yeah, we have the Knight of Cups coming in here. Now, that could be just symbolizing, you know, the romance is afoot, or it could be someone who is a water sign, you know, so maybe a Scorpio, maybe a Pisces, maybe a Cancer. And then when we look at November, we have the Page of Swords, we have the Empress card, we have the Queen of Cups. So I feel like something starts brewing in September, but we're really kind of undecided, and there just doesn't feel like things are really gelling yet. Maybe a blast from the past comes into the picture, but then we hit October, and it's like, whoa, the game is afoot. And then by November, things are blossoming, things are growing. We're nurturing this. With the Empress energy. So that's what I get. Let's see what Dax gets.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. You know, you talked about things manifesting in October, and that's the month that I have the Ace of Pentacles and the Six of Pentacles. And the Six of Pentacles is typically a windfall, usually financially, but, you know, in a romance reading, it just means good fortune and things happening, a windfall of sorts, and with the Ace right next to it, you know, a new opportunity. So I'm getting basically the same thing you are, Mary, where it manifests in October. Now, it does start off earlier than that because, you know, early on I'm getting the Two of Cups. You know, it's coming in, you know, and there's that water again. So,
yeah.
Possibly a water sign, you know. With me getting all those pentacles, though, you know, I just want to throw out there that there is the possibility. Oh, hold on, my computer's acting up here. There is the possibility that it might actually be an earth sign coming through, something like that. Okay. Looking really good. I'm looking to see if there's any other hints about this. Okay, so this person that's going to come through, the one thing that the tarot says is that this person does bear the battle scars of relationships, okay? So nothing bad here. Just, you know, keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. And, yeah, I hope that helps you out, Laura.
Thank you.
You have to call us back after, you know, at the end of the fall and let us know, like, what happened? Who is
yeah.
the person? Was he a water sign? Was he an earth sign? What's going
That's
on?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Have a great weekend.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Oh, Renee's in the chat room, and her niece's grandma is listening. Actually, she listens to our show every Saturday.
Oh, how cool.
And I think she goes by Oma.
Oma.
Oma. Yeah. And, oh, my God, she wants us to pull a card. Let's pull a card. She's 98 in good health and born on April 11th, 1922. And
wow.
When I look at the numerology on that, you know, the 11th is 11 is the master illuminator number, and it reduces to 2. 1 plus 1 is 2. Also, her life path is a 2, which is all about, we said in the beginning of the show, the numerology for today is 2. You know, it's that relationships, and they make really good mediators, life path 2, especially when you have attitude 2, you got life path 2 going on here. You know, it's all about your relationships with other people and family, and yeah, really, really good stuff. She is in a personal year of 1, which is about the self. 1 is about the self. In 1 years, it's new beginnings. It's the start of a new cycle in your personal year cycle. So basically, you can go anywhere from here. What do you want to do? And then let's pull a card or two. I don't know. Do you want to pull an oracle card, angel card, something like that for Oma?
Yeah, I just did. I pulled some angel cards here.
What'd you get? I'm pulling cards right now.
It's very interesting. Yeah, I feel like it's just kind of talking about her. Maybe this is just to kind of remind her. But it's like there's a few different sides here. The serenity is a quality that comes up here. But it's like she's a spiritual warrior, Grandma Oma. You know, this is really interesting, and she has a special gift of being able to, you know, find how things, how people and ideas can come together. There is this interesting thing about this idea of her being a spiritual warrior, that she's able to help people find the flow, and that, you know, she's, what, 98, I think he said. You know, that doesn't really impact her strength and ability inside, her inner strength, her inner ability. There's a card you're talking about being in a spiritual tempest. Now, granted, these are tough times for everyone, but she's somebody who's made it through tough times, and she's just got this incredible healing energy. So that's what I'm getting on Oma. Fantastic energetically.
Mm-hmm.
What a woman. What are you getting?
Yeah. Oh, you know, a lot of these cards that I'm getting are lining up with her numerology, with her life path 2 energy, her attitude 2, also that she's entering a brand new cycle. She's in a 1 year right now, and doors are just, you know, wide open. And then I get confirmation that a new cycle is beginning. I get the 10 of Swords. 1 plus 0 is 1. There's that 1. And 10 of Swords is, you know, the end of a cycle and the beginning of a new one. A new day is dawning. And I got the Ace of Cups. There's another one. There is another new beginning. This is the beginning or essence of love and joy and inner beauty and good health. I'm also getting the Justice card. Here's a card of balance and harmony. It speaks to her life path of 2, or attitude of 2, being a really good mediator, being able to help other people and see both sides of a situation and help them come to a balance. And it's right next to the 2 of Pentacles. The 2 of Pentacles, there's the 2 again. And then Pentacles is usually having something to do with material or financial and balancing them. Could be a little, you know, negative tint to that where, you know, having difficulty in balancing something. But it's right next to this Justice card. So what I want to say, the message coming through, is if you are having anything like that where you're dealing with balancing the material, which, you know, could be financial, but it could be anything in the material realm that you're balancing, that the Justice card says it's going to be good. It's going to be okay. You're going to be able to balance it out, find harmony, find resolution. So that's what I'm getting. I hope she loves it and will pop in the chat room someday and chat with us, you know, and continue listening to the show here. Let's see. Speaking of the show, we're like near the end here. I think we have time maybe for one more call. But if we don't get to your call today, remember, you can call in on tomorrow's show, Magic Universe with Sharona. She has a guest, but I'm sure she's going to be taking calls on the show, Mary.
Yes.
Let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? We're going to go with area code 701. Caller 701. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Deb. I'm calling from North Dakota.
North Dakota? That's cool.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever had a North Dakota. Did you say Deb with a B or Dev? Is it Deb with
Deb
a B
with
or
a...
Dev with a V?
Deb with a D-E-B.
D-E-B.
Okay,
yep.
So what did you want us to take a look at?
I guess... I just have had a lot of changes going on in the last month and don't feel real good about things. I just, I had one cat that died, one ran away.
Aww.
I just got married. It's just a lot of change going on. And
wow.
And I wish the other one would come back. I just keep thinking every day, why would he run away? And I know he was scared. There was a dog here at the house for the time being that spooked him one night. But
is this a cat that we're talking about,
yeah,
or a calf? A cat.
A cat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dax, I think it's your turn to go first, and you just want to know, kind of like, come back. Is that basically it, or
is it
like overall, are things going to start improving to where you don't feel like, you know, so sort of?
Well, I'm getting both.
Down.
I'm getting both. Congratulations on getting married, though. Yeah, you know that it's a lot of change and upheaval. But, you know, it's all on how you frame it. You know, if you reframe the situation that, you know, change is positive and look for the silver lining, look for what really positive is happening. You know, all this, I mean, it's funny, you know, you mentioned all these things and in a negative way, but, you know, and then you're talking about, you know, just recently getting married and all this, and I'm thinking, wow, this is like really positive stuff. What is she talking about? And you see how somebody else's perspective can be completely different, and it's all about how you frame it. And right off the bat, I mean, the very first card I get is the Wheel of Fortune card. That's fortune turning in your favor. The Four of Wands is talking about your recent marriage, and it's typically a card about celebration, and that should be your main focus and what you're really focusing in on. It's the central focus card. This is what you're supposed to be focusing on, is this Four of Wands. I don't know if you guys did a big wedding, a small wedding, reception. No, you know, if you haven't, you need to do that. If you did, you know, you have to reaffirm it. That's what's coming through. That's where your focus should be on your new life. This is a new situation, new life. I got the Strength card. And, interestingly, in the strength card is a lion. You know, that's a cat. That is a cat. And the full card shows up, which has a little dog in it, you know, trying to get the fool's attention, you know. And the full card talks about taking a leap of faith with this. And it could be that you're holding on a little too tight and that you need to get in that feeling space of what it was like when the cat was there and what that feels like, to try to draw him back in. There's another indication with this, you know, taking a leap of faith is when the full card comes up, sometimes it's talking about, you know, stretching your boundaries, looking outside of the box, taking a leap of faith. It's about what, you know, whatever you're doing now, the cat's not coming back. So you need to do something else. And it may require you to go outside of your comfort zone in order to do this. You know, I'm not exactly sure what it is, but there are opportunities, there are possibilities, things you can do that you're not doing currently that is going to help you get reacquainted with your missing cat. And then at the very end, the Three of Cups, that card of celebration, you know, I really feel that you are going to be able to find him. But let's see what Mary's getting. Mary, what are you getting?
You know, the short answer is that I do think things are going to stabilize. And as far as the cat, I just feel like we're talking about like 4 days, you know, 4 days of that. The other thing with all the changes and everything, I get the Seven of Pentacles in the past position. And so I feel like, you know, a lot of what this is like having to do with our expectations, you know. And so if we can just kind of manage our expectations and give things a little time, then we're going to start feeling like, okay, now, you know, things are like kind of where, how they need to be. So it just is a, you know, it is a lot of changes and stuff that you've gone through. And if we can let go of how we think things should be, or how we're, you know, what we expected to happen, then I think we can get to the point where we feel like, okay, you know, now things are the way I need them to be. Now I feel secure. Now I feel like this is stabilized. And celebrating is, I think, very important, because, you know, when we celebrate, we get that opportunity to tap into our joy and to express it. So, but yeah, I feel like with the cat, we're talking like a 4-day time frame.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, getting the Wheel of Fortune and the Four of Wands, you know, that card of parties, receptions, bar mitzvahs,
weddings,
you know,
even.
Weddings, happy celebrations, and then ending it with the Three of Cups. You know, I think all of this is a big clue that it has to do with where your attention and your intention is focused. And remember, Deb started out with really focused on the lack, the negative, the changes, you know, and of course, me being an outsider, I'm seeing it all as positive. Change is positive. Getting married is positive. All this stuff is positive, you know, not losing the cat, of course, you know, I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is that change in general is really good. And the tarot spread that I got, you know, really wants you to focus on your new life with your new partner. But as far as the cat and any of the negative things, it's where your focus is. You know, she's too focused on the lack. And instead, cards are all indicating joy. You need to be focused on the joy, all the positive things that are happening, and what it was like in the past when the cat was there, and your joy of having the cat around, instead of focusing on the negative, the lack, the cat being missing right now. so that you can draw him back in if he's going to come back into your life. That's what I think the overarching message is, Mary.
Yeah. But
I hope that
overall,
helped you out,
Deb. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so focus on how it felt to have him around rather than how it feels
yeah,
like now.
Yeah, attract him back, you know, that way with your intentions and your where you're putting your mental energy.
Exactly, you know, and animals pick up on the on these energies that we broadcast out, you know, and he's probably still in the neighborhood. He's going to be drawn to you, and like Mary said, sometime in the next 4 days.
Okay.
So, and sometimes it helps
yeah.
if you take like his litter box or something and put that out front, things that
oh,
he can
I,
sniff and remember
mm-hmm.
where he is.
Yeah, I did.
Perfect.
Good, good.
Perfect, perfect.
Awesome. Well, you know, we
Thanks
have
for
next
calling.
Saturday off, but, you know, call us back in a couple of weeks. Let us know what happened, Deb.
Okay, thank you.
All
right.
Thanks for the call. Well, that was
enjoy
a,
your weekend.
I still think that was a good call to end the show on. I liked
yeah.
that. I think, you know, it was positive messages coming through there. And we certainly
yeah.
hope
yeah.
and really interested in her relationship and that, you know, moving forward with this new life, with this new person. That's what the tarot is indicating to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So great show. Lots
yeah.
of great calls. We got great questions from the chat room. I love that. You know, shout outs to Joe and Rini and Oma in the chat room there.
Yes.
And
happy
and
birthday
we'll
to Rini's niece.
Happy birthday
yes,
to Rini's niece. We'll be back in 2 weeks, and thanks to all our callers and listeners. We don't have a show without you, and thank you, Mary, for being here, as always.
And thank you, Dax, and thanks to everybody in the chat room and everyone who's going to listen in archive. Everybody have a terrific weekend.
Right, and I'll see you all next Friday. I'll be back with Dr. Rose. Everyone have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Good night, John Boy.
Bye. Take care.